Dave and Doreen, the morning KLH.
Ladies and gentlemen, Milwaukee treasure and the man whose TV show debuts tonight at the Pabst Theater. We're doing a big sneak peek.
Yep.
John McGivern's Main Streets. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm in a snowmobile suit. It is cold.
Oh, my God. It is. We really do. We need to turn the heat up in here, actually.
Come on.
All right. So tonight, John McGivern's Main Streets. Now, we've talked about the show. We're excited about the show. And you come in and tell us that you've already done a preview of the show.
We have.
In Dubuque, Iowa?
Dubuque is our first episode, which airs on Sunday at 10 o'clock. In this market, it's on Fox 6 at 10 o'clock this Sunday morning. And, of course, we go back to each community before it airs. And so, since it's airing on Sunday, we went to Dubuque on Monday night.
And how'd it go?
It went really well. And so we did all the community previews for Around the Corner as well. So we did 117 Around the Corner previews. So we haven't done a preview in 2 years. So Lois and I drove down there on Monday afternoon, spent the night at the Hotel Julian, which is a grand old hotel in downtown Dubuque, and then went to the University of Dubuque to their beautiful 1,000-seat theater and did the show for just over 52 people.
Just over 52?
Yeah.
So like 53.
So okay. Lois and I were 53 or 54.
Right. Okay, but they loved, all 52 of them loved it, right?
Well, it was like, wow, So it's very interesting to us for the fact that when we did Around the Corner, you know, 9 years into it, people knew. So we had to get a space for anywhere from 500 to 1,200 people.
Mm-hmm. When you would do your previews.
When we were doing previews
right.
then.
Right.
So now it's like, oh, they don't know us in Dubuque.
No.
And the show hasn't aired yet.
They have no idea.
So we had our first preview with 52 people who were really sweet.
And they were probably the people that were in the show with you.
Half of them.
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, otherwise how would they know about the show?
But a lot of the people in the show didn't show up.
Was it as cold there as it is here? Is that why?
And
maybe?
They had a foot of snow the day before.
Okay, that
and you know what? Maybe they just didn't want to see themselves on a TV show.
Well, I was like, "Where's Amy? Amy with the elevator? With the it's Amy's not here. Okay, how about the guy? He's not here either." I said, "Could everybody who was in the show please stand?" And I thought, "Oh my God, all 52 people are going to stand, but just a handful of people stood." And I was like,
"But
wow,
see, this will totally change once people see the show.
Oh, it will.
It's going to be in six different states.
Yeah,
and it's an incredible, not only just an incredible show. I've been privy to see some of it, but in addition to that, it's incredible the task that you and Plum Media handled. Meaning that not only did you put the show on. You got clearance to broadcast this thing in all these different states on all these different TVs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is six states. This is a huge
deal. Plum Media is really a great company. And there's a guy named Dan Carey who went and did and created the network for this. So he went and negotiated all of these. Well, I think we're in 20 markets.
John Carey's son.
Yeah. Dan Carey's a good guy. And he's really, he was in charge of all of that. And he, you know, we're airing. I mean, the fact that we are 2 years later, and remember I came in here, it's so funny. You've seen it all. You've been through it all with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of it. Since 1993, you've been through it all.
Right.
So it's like the fact 2 years ago I came in and said they've canceled Around the Corner. You know, I am what now what? And the fact that we went and shot a season that we begin airing the brand new show this Sunday. It's really, I can't tell you.
That's why I'm
so
saying.
Grateful.
That's what I meant. It was a tall
exciting.
Task.
Yeah.
And you guys really you did it. So
and I love the fact that we're together tonight.
I know.
Dave and I.
Yeah,
I'm going to MC tonight, which is really exciting. And I'm kind of nervous because I didn't know. Marcus and the whole family are coming.
Yep.
Marcus and Jill.
Yeah.
And Doreen's going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm going to have to be, I guess I'm going to have to be good tonight.
We'll be the judgy ones. Everyone else will think you're amazing.
Yeah.
My most exciting moment of the evening is that Dave was like, well, what are we wearing? And I'm like, please wear the suit you wore to my mom's memorial because you looked hot.
You didn't say that part. You didn't say the hot part. You
in my
said,
mind, I
okay,
said
you just
that.
Said you wear that suit. But
if
tonight,
there's still tickets available, I think you're going to sell them out now.
Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Pabst Theater, and there are tickets available.
There are, and it's a $10. It's a $10 ticket.
That's it.
And we did it so because this money's going to charity, just so you know.
Okay.
So it's a $10 ticket. You're not going to see, and you know, we had a rehearsal on this.
We
day,
did.
Remember?
We rehearsed on Friday.
You don't see a full episode. What you see is pieces from each of the episodes from all six states.
Right.
And there's a lot to be seen in this.
There are so many interesting things. And I don't know. It's a unique perspective in the sense that in the state of Wisconsin, there's that you know, that feel-good Midwest sensibility, that self-deprecating sense of humor, mm-hmm. the sense of community and all that. I'm curious to see if that carries over to other states. Like, is it a Midwest thing or is it just a Wisconsin thing?
I believe that you'll see that it does. I think there's a Midwest nice that I don't know when it ends. Like, does it end at the state of Pennsylvania?
See, I don't know.
After
Pennsylvania's not nice. I can tell you
they
that.
Aren't.
No.
What about Ohio? Are we still good?
Ohio? Ohio's okay. Yeah, Ohio's working.
Western Ohio is fine.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Yeah, but then you
start talking like this, because I work there in Dayton. I work in Dayton, Ohio. So you answer the phone and go, hi, TUE.
Yeah, can I hear the Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Oh, sure you can.
An old friend, Greer Goldflies, his parents owned the Zoom Zoom Room in Dayton, just so you know.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
The Zoom Zoom Room. Had you been?
No.
No.
I'm afraid to ask.
I am afraid to ask, too.